I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. According to the National Center for Complementary and Integrative Health at the NIH, acupuncture may be an effective treatment for chronic pain. To talk about acupuncture is Dr. Christopher Bunt. He's a family medicine physician and a licensed medical acupuncturist at MUSC. Dr. Bunt, how did you first become interested in acupuncture?
Started with my interest in acupuncture being introduced while I was in the military. Introduced first to battlefield acupuncture, which I still practice and teach. And then I took my own advanced course once I came to MUSC called the Medical Acupuncture for Physicians course.
What's the difference between a medical acupuncturist and someone who is a licensed acupuncturist?
Medical acupuncturists are going to be physicians that also practice acupuncture. Often will come out of primary care specialties like family medicine, or may come out of some secondary care specialties like anesthesia or physical medicine and rehabilitation. From a licensed acupuncturist perspective, that is going to be someone who has gone and done a master's level course in acupuncture and is going to provide a traditional Chinese medicine background, but is not a physician.
What about the science behind acupuncture? What can you tell us about that?
So acupuncture falls under complementary alternative medicine, meaning that it can be done in adjunct or as an assist for our traditional Western medicine. There's a lot of information that's starting to come out as we've developed new tests, including functional MRI and PET scans, where we're looking at the brain and seeing what happens when there are painful events in someone's life. One study that came out had people put their hands into near boiling water. They were watching them with imaging and seeing where areas lit up. They then provided acupuncture to those same patients, had them place their hands back in that near boiling water, and the areas did not light up, and they then subsequently reported less pain.
Tell us how you use acupuncture for a patient's pain.
After I've done an assessment of the patient from a physician and an acupuncturist point of view, I develop a plan where acupuncture could be a part of that treatment process. My goals are to help reduce the pain, or if they have a intermittent pattern of pain, try to reduce the severity when they do have a flare, or decrease the frequency of flares.
And what sorts of chronic conditions or painful conditions might be helped by acupuncture?
So the American College of Physicians has actually updated their recent guidelines for chronic low back pain, and acupuncture is now considered first-line therapy. So that would be an example. We also have evidence for help with migraine headaches, as well as chronic daily headaches that may not be migraines.
When a patient gets started with this kind of medical acupuncture for some sort of chronic pain condition, how long might this treatment go on? How frequent?
So I would say that it's going to be individualized. I've had some people, if the pain is not that chronic, where we only treat once, others where we need to treat once a week, once every couple weeks for a while. Usually acupuncture effects are about 80% effective in people, meaning about 80% of people will have a benefit. And acupuncture is additive, meaning that once we've done one treatment, if they had a benefit, the next treatment will be for a little bit longer time frame.
And Dr. Bunt, what constitutes successful treatment with acupuncture?
For chronic pain, my goal is to try to cut their baseline pain level in half. You imagine one being minimal pain, 10 being the worst pain of their life. Whatever their baseline number is, if we can cut it in half, that'd be successful. The other way to think about it is, can I get them back to the activities they want to do?
Dr. Bunt, thanks for providing this information about acupuncture.
Thanks for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.